Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is a Saturday mentoring lesson, and I'll probably spend more time building these out individually, but I just want to give you a snapshot of what I want to talk about. I have found that success requires going down one of three roads. You will go down one of these three roads to be successful. And let me share with you what they are. Number one is, the first road is sacrifice. The second road is risk, or the third road is choice. It's going to require one of these three. Well, let's talk about sacrifice for a sec. Sacrifice is, like, if you became great at something, it requires a sacrifice. Sacrifice of time. Sacrifice of friends because you're practicing all the time. I mean, we talk about people that, you know, didn't, you know, don't spend a lot of time dating because they're training for the Olympics or whatever the case may be. I mean, Bill Gates didn't get married until his mid-30s. A lot of relationships did not go super well with some of the most wealthiest people in the world. And follow the news, you know what I'm talking about there. So there's a sacrifice. There's a sacrifice. To be successful, there's going to be a sacrifice made. Number two is there's a risk taken. I'm not saying it's not going to require all three of these necessarily, but I know as an entrepreneur, I put money at risk. I'm betting on an idea. So there's a risk. Now, obviously, I want to get the risks in my favor, but the younger I was, the greater the risk I would take. Well, one is you think you can do everything. See, first you take risks, and then you get to where in your 30s you think that you're the answer. You can do anything. Once you get a couple startups under your belt, you get stupid, and then the big failure happens to bring you back down to reality. So you take a risk you shouldn't take, and then you fail miserably. But the original risk and the couple of the risks early on are why you're even in the situation to be able to make this risk. So I'm kind of giving you a story behind the story on that. And then next, there's a choice. What am I talking about? Well, at some point, you make a choice to have a better life than other people have. You make a choice that this average isn't good enough for me. Average is not what I want. I mean, I can give, statistically, if you look at my background, I mean, I should be making $40,000 a year in a very subpar job based on, my background. But that's not a choice. I knew early on as a teenager, I made a choice that I would never be broke. I made that as a choice. I made a sacrifice athletically to be great at a sport that would give me the opportunity to go to college. And then out of college, I risked and agreed to work for a company for 90 days for free because I risked that I thought I would do great and that they would keep me, and they did, and it worked out great, but I took a risk. How many people graduate from college and then are willing to go work for 90 days for free? Most people are waiting to hand, they think they're going to get that big job. They're coming out of college, pay me. I bet on myself, and I've used that, that method, before, and it works. And I used it again after that. So three roads to success, and I'll, probably build these out and make them individual lessons at a later date. But the reason I want to throw this at you is because I get, endless DMs and things of that nature, and everybody, success. I want to be rich. I want to be successful. I am sorry, success always has like a minimum, and this is minimum, of a 5-year endless effort period. There's 5 years where you feel like you're toiling and you don't ever know if you're going to get results. And then there's this compound effect. It's like the podcast. I didn't even have a download yesterday, and I get the rankings. And we were ranked in 38 countries. And we're in one of the most competitive headings, business and marketing. Well, when I first set up to do the podcast, I was talking to one of my business partners about it. I just wanted to share little lessons that I share with my business partners. thought it'd make a good podcast. So, you know, it was a choice. It was a little bit of a sacrifice. At the time, I sacrificed time to study the lessons, and then I would rent a studio to go do these in, actually from the radio station we did. And I, you know, okay, success, you got to do something. But the other thing is that I know I kind of lost my train of thought. Ooh, there we go. Let me get back to that. When I did the podcast, I had no idea what would turn, you know, what would happen. But now 3.5 years later or so, again, it's a top 50 in over 50 countries. It's been ranked number one in 9 countries. And like this morning, it was in 38 countries. Ranked in the top 5, number one in 2 African countries that I would never never imagine that Rwanda and Zimbabwe and Tanzania would have an interest in what I'm talking about. Okay? So we all want to be successful. At least if you're listening to podcasts like this, I know you do. You want something better. And I'm just saying, hey, it typically does not happen fast. And it involves at least one of these three, maybe multiple. But there's a sacrifice. And sometimes there's a sacrifice of time. There's a sacrifice of money, a sacrifice of effort, a sacrifice of relationships. There's risk. You try something, it doesn't work. You risk, you try it again. Next is there's a choice. You've made a choice to have a different life, to do things differently. You've made a choice to have more. And I, you know, some people I have little arguments with, and I say, no. The life that I'm living right now, it didn't happen by accident. I made a choice. I made a choice as a teenager that things would be different for me. That things would be different. I made sacrifices as a teenager to have opportunities. Then I took risks in my 20s. Okay? And then, of course, there's just, you know, so I did the choice, I did the risk, and I did the sacrifice. I all three I needed. So again, I just want to mentor you. I want to encourage you and tell you that, hey, if success happens overnight for you, great. When that happens, go play the lottery because it's a similar chance. But more than likely, it's going to involve one of these three things. So just remember that. Again, Sean Castorina, this podcast is for all those people that reach out to me and want mentoring, and I want to give it to you for free. I've tried to scale my mentoring. This is what I would be. If I was mentoring you, this is the way we would be doing it. We'd be having coffee, and I'd be sharing with you a 10-minute lesson because I don't like long meetings. I'm bored after 20 minutes. So you're getting, you know, really what you pay big money for. Trust me, it wouldn't be much more than this. So this is a tremendous value to you. Again, Sean Castorina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by Get Started Marketing. Incredible at helping you get more traffic to your site. If you're struggling with your marketing, reach out to them, getstartedmarketing.com.